USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A huge tornado tears through four states in the South, including Kentucky, where the governor says
the damage is significant, and we expect multiple fatalities.
Governor Andy Beshear is saying at a pre-dawn news conference,
Graves County and specifically the city of Mayfield have been hit really hard, and we are still awaiting more reports of the surrounding area.
The tornado may have carved out the longest tornado track in U.S. history. The National Weather Service looking into it, as it's believed to have started in Manette, Arkansas, continuing all the way past Mayfield, Kentucky. Meanwhile, dozens are reportedly still trapped in a collapsed Amazon warehouse that was struck by a tornado in Edwardsville, Illinois. 50 people were rescued, but many are still unaccounted for. And this is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. It really is remarkable. There's more than 400,000 members now who have shared more than $4 billion in medical bills, so they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing. If you join before December 15th, they'll waive your new member fee. So that's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second, but call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline, December 15th. So call now and you'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden making it clear he is not on board with Kellogg's plans to replace striking workers. In a statement issued late Friday, the president said he is deeply troubled at what he calls Kellogg's existential attack on the union. The remarks coming after the union rejected what Kellogg's had made clear was its final offer, a five-year contract that the union has rejected. President Biden was on late-night TV, appearing on The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon on NBC. The president said the political divide in America is only getting worse.
The QAnon and the extreme elements of the Republican Party and what Donald Trump keeps sort of, seems to me, feeding, you know, with the big lie, it makes it awful hard.
Noting that he was late to the show's taping because he was giving a eulogy at Bob Dole's service, and he noted that while they disagreed, they were always ultimately friends. And this is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The latest on a crime wave, even by Chicago standards. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is facing backlash after seeing retailers in her city aren't protecting themselves enough against criminals. This comes after a recent surge in smash-and-grab robberies across the United States. Illinois Retail Merchants Association President Rob Carr joins Fox News and says these incidents should be taken more seriously.
This is part of a coordinated effort. And we're part of a broad coalition, national, called United to Safeguard America from Illegal Trade. And it's trying to raise awareness that these crimes, these organized retail crimes, are funding things like guns on the street, illegal drugs, human trafficking, terrorism, and a lot more.
I'm Tim Berg.
Van Horn, Texas is in focus this weekend as Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin launches another private space flight. Professor Tom Fullerton from the University of Texas at El Paso says it's an opportunity for the much-neglected part of that state to shine, as Good Morning America co-host Michael Strahan is among those who will be on board. And Golden State Warriors sharpshooter Steph Curry is just 10 three-pointers away from setting a new NBA record, as Curry has 2,964. Ray Allen, currently the all-time record holder, with 2,973. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.